the Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with She Shall Have Music. Take it, Ted. Everybody who owns an automobile should pay close attention to the announcements on tonight's program. S.C. Johnson & Son, because this is their 50th anniversary, are making what is probably the greatest free gift offer ever made in the entire auto polish field. Your dealer is beginning now to display a special 50th anniversary package containing a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax and a regular pint-size can of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. You get the wax free when you buy the cleaner. The price, only 59 cents. But the supply is strictly limited, and I would strongly suggest that you get your package early from your auto supply dealer, service station, or from your regular wax dealer. Remember, you pay only the regular price or less for the cleaner, and you get the can of wax free. Fibber McGee and Molly have tried job after job and had luck in all of them. Bad luck. But you can't keep them from trying, no siree. So here they are in charge of the Wistful Vista Employment Agency. Sitting behind a big desk and looking very important, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
I don't know, McGee. Somehow it don't seem right.
What don't?
You sitting here arranging jobs for other people. It's like a lame turtle telling Granville how to beat brevity.
That's a bum gag, Molly.
Oh, I don't know. I always thought brevity was the soul of wit.
Well, I'd swap three witty souls for one dumb heel. And besides...
Quiet, McGee. Here comes the customer. Pretend like you're giving me a dictation.
And furthermore, comma. My dear sir,
comma.
Allow us to state that this has been the best year of our business. Semicolon. And considering our $10 million sinking fund,
comma,
we dominate the field of employment in this state. Sit down, brother. Be right with you.
Period.
You got that, Miss Smith?
Yes, sir. But how do you spell dominate?
D-O-M-E. We lead the field of employment in this state. Period.
Period.
Signed, Wistful Vista Employment Agency,
comma.
Fibber McGee, manager pro tem, period.
What does pro tem mean, question mark?
That's like calories. You get it in food. You know, iron, carbohydrates, and pro tem.
Oh.
Hiya, brother. What can I do for you?
I say you had a $10 million sinking fund.
You betcha we got a $10 million sinking fund, bud.
Well, how about you diving down into the sinking fund coming up with $3 on the light bill?
Okay. Just leave the bill here, bud, till I can write a check.
It'll go out tonight, sure.
So will your light.
McGee, what a manager you make. I'm surprised the GOP didn't draft you for the campaign.
Oh, now, Molly.
Hey, what do you think of the Republican platform?
Well, Molly, I'll tell you. It reminds me of the little rhyme we used to holler when we was kids.
What was that?
Ask your mother for 50 cents to see the elephant straddle the fence.
Oh, easy, McGee. Here's the customer.
A Chinese fella.
Yeah.
Hi, John. Very fine morning. You want your jobby? Maybe so you like your number one jobby fixer this year. Maybe so cookie topside and chop to the restaurant.
Thank you. No. I was merely about to suggest that my establishment is prepared to offer employment to any person who understands the intricacies of celestial cuisine. Number 14, West Oak Street. Thank you.
Your china's a little cracked, McGee.
Intricacies of celestial cuisine.
Intricacies
of celestial cuisine. Yeah. Real pretty language, Chinese. But I always says, Molly...
Oh, how do you do, ma'am? Were you looking for a job?
Do you grasp the intricacies of celestial cuisine, sis?
Oh, now, please. Say, could you send me an electrician to fix my radios? I just can't find one anywhere.
Make a note of that, Molly. Electrician to fix radios.
Okay.
What's the matter with the radios, babe?
Well, one of them don't seem to work, and I simply must get them fixed to hear my favorite program.
Well, shucks. If that's all you want, sis, why, sit right down there in the front row.
McGee, what program are you trying to get on your radio, ma'am?
Burns and Allen.
Oh. Oh, yes. Well, if one of your radios is working all right, why don't you use that one?
Sure, you don't need two radios to get Burns and Allen, do you?
Why, sure I do. Bob on one and Fred on the other.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get her name and address, McGee.
No, but I got her number. How do you suppose she'll tune in Nelson Eddy and Eddie Cantor?
Why, she'll go horseback riding with a wrestler.
Huh?
Half Cantor and half Nelson.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly right after these messages. And now let's rejoin Fibber McGee and Molly.
Now, what can I do for you, brother? Give me the name, please.
I am François-Pierre Coudray-Antoine-André de Maurier, Alfonso de Bichet, Wilcox.
Hi, Harpo.
Ask him if he understands the intricacies of celestial cuisine.
Ooh, la la, the cuisine. Oh, oui, the cuisine, she is the most important thing.
The most important thing of what?
Of the cuisine.
Now, we're getting someplace. Are you looking for employment, Mansoor?
Oui.
Who?
Oui.
Okay, but one of you at a time.
Well, how many do you suppose there are of them?
A trio, Molly.
How can you tell?
All Gaul is divided into three parts. And he got the biggest share. Okay, bud, what kind of work are you looking for?
I am looking for the work with the automobile.
Well, what was the reason for you leaving the last job, Mansoor, if you don't mind?
Oh, may we.
May we what?
May we keep quiet till he tells us. Go ahead, Mansoor.
Oh, it is a very sad thing I am relate, monsieur. This last job, oh, she is too good. I am working with the automobile, making the polish to shine with the Janson auto wax on polish. Oh, but she is last so long, I am discouraged. 3 months I am wait, but this automobile, she is still of a brilliance. Comprenez-vous?
Jawohl.
All right, bud, we'll take your name, and if anything turns up for you, you'll be notified.
Thanks, kid, but make it snappy.
Where'd he go?
He stepped out of character. Oh, how do you do?
Oh, hi, bud. What can we do for you?
My name is Ted Weems, and I want a job for my boys.
Oh, your boys? Oh, my, you're real young to have a family like that.
Well, they're not my family. They're my orchestra.
Oh, I see. Well, go ahead and show us something.
All right, boys, give them Twilight on the Trail. Perry Como, you sing the chorus. Remember now, this may get us a job.
Twilight on the trail, and I jog along. The world is like a dream, and the ripple of a stream is my song. When it's twilight on the trail, and I rest once more, my ceiling is the sky, and the grass on which I lie is my floor. Never ever have a nickel in my jeans. Never ever have a debt to pay. Oh, till I understand understand what real contentment means. I guess that I was born that way. When it's twilight on the trail, and my voice is still, these plants, this heart of mine, underneath the lonesome pine on the hill.
Now, you boys sit down there, and if we get any calls for a band, we'll send you out.
Yeah, and if we don't get any calls...
we'll send you out.
There's another gentleman waiting right this way, please, mister.
You're next, bud. What's the name, please?
Angus McPherson McTavish, and a very good day to you.
Thank you.
What was it you wanted, bud? You looking for help, or you want a job?
Well, now, laddie, tis a bit of both. A wee bit jobby would be a very great help.
What kind of a job do you want?
As for that, I wouldn't be too particular... but I must get some work that would leave Saturday mornings free.
Well, why Saturday mornings, Mr. McTavish?
Because, lassie, 'tis on Saturday morning I always call for my relief check.
Oh.
Relief check? What are you, listen here, Scotty, ain't you just a little ashamed to stay on relief when you got a job? Why, that's cheating.
Come to think of it, laddie, you're right.
Oh.
I'll be giving up the idea.
Of relief?
No, of a job.
That guy ever gets into the breadline, I'll bet he'll be carrying his own peanut butter.
McGee, why is it that people who are usually honest think nothing of cheating the government?
Search me, Molly, but that's why you always see pictures of Uncle Sam wearing a little beard.
Why?
He's been taking it on the chin so long, he grew it in self-defense. Hi, bud. You looking for a job?
Step right up to the desk, please. Now, what was your name?
Toots. Mort Toots.
Well, the name's sort of familiar, isn't it, McGee? What do you do, Mr. Toots?
Look for work.
No, I mean, what kind of work do you do?
Oh, I'm a kind of an entertainer. I sell jokes in nightclubs and stuff. I'm a panic.
You hear that, McGee? He's a panic.
Go on, he's just a depression studying to be a panic.
Where do you live, Mr. Toop?
Oh, from hand to mouth. Boy, that one always gets him. Where do you live, she says. Hand to mouth. I comes back like a whip. Oh, boy.
Get that, McGee? He admits being smart as a whip.
I know. I always kind of connect a whip with the back of a horse.
Where did you work last, Mr. Toops, and why did you leave?
Well, I have to laugh every time I think of it. It was night before last, see? The audience was a laughing fit to bust. The manager comes up to me and he says, get a load of this now. He says,
Well, was it funny, Mr. Toop?
Was it funny? He says, don't you know any funny jokes? And I says, this will kill you. I says, without cracking a smile, I says, I says, I'll have to tell you later.
That man will be working in them night places till it kills him, I suppose.
What you mean is they'll club him to death. Shut, that guy couldn't give himself a bigger kick if he was a contortionist.
No.
If he ever come... Oh, hello there, Sil.
Oh, Silly Watson.
Hiya, Mal. Hiya, boss.
What's on your mind, Sil? You come to hire some help?
Oh, now, McGee, don't be kidding, Sylvia.
Well, the idea of Sil hiring some help kind of got me.
Yeah, sir, it got me too, boss, please, sir.
What's that?
What you mean, Sil?
Yeah, sir, I want to get me a chauffeur.
You what?
Yes, sir. I done bought me a little old car, and I got to get me a chauffeur, you know.
Well, where'd you get all the money, silly?
My bonus, ma'am.
Oh.
I had $822.62, boss.
$822.62?
Yes.
How much the car cost you, Sil?
Well, she got a little second-hand one, Miss McGee. $800 is all.
Mm. How many cylinders?
16. $50 a cylinder. Do you suppose I'll give you chauffeur for 2 weeks for $11 a week, please, sir?
Oh, you must be going on a trip. Where are you figuring on going, Cindy?
Oh, just up and down the street, please, ma'am, and my new clothes I'm going to get.
Now, wait a minute, Bill. This car cost you $800.
Yes, sir.
And a chauffeur at 11 a week for 2 weeks will be $22.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Leaving you 62 cents for them new clothes.
Yeah, and how about gasoline?
Why?
Why don't you get it, Bill? After buying the car and hiring the chauffeur, you'll only have 62 cents left.
Who say that?
I said that. Look, here it is in black and white.
Yeah, if it still is in black and white, ain't
it? Well, what are you going to do, silly?
I'm going to fire that old chauffeur. I'm going to stand with his soak the rich business. I'm big man.
Oh, just a great big man from the South.
Oh, I met that man from the South. Yes, I met that man from the South. He had a big cigar in his mouth. So I knew that he came from the South. Oh, South. Yes, I met that man from the South. He had a big cigar in his mouth. So I knew that he come from the South. Oh,
remind you again of Johnson's 50th anniversary free gift offer to car owners. You receive free a 30-cent can of Johnson's Auto Wax when you buy 1 pint of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish, both for only 59 cents, less than the regular price of the cleaner alone. Look for the anniversary free gift package at your dealers. Here's an excellent opportunity for you to try these two amazing products. Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish, you'll remember, cleans and polishes the finishes of your car in one easy operation without injury to the finish. Johnson's Auto Wax is the sure, safe, easy way to protect the finish against sun, weather, road dirt. It saves car washings, too, and increases trade-in values. Get your free can of Johnson's Auto Wax right away before the supply is gone. Back at the Wistful Vista Employment Agency, Fibber McGee and Molly are having a little argument with a dissatisfied customer.
I know, Bud, but we wasn't in charge when you took that job.
You just started here this morning.
And anyway, according to the records, you worked 1 month at $100 a month.
And that means that 15%, you owe us $15.
Yes, yes, $15. 15% of 100, let me see. 100, two decimal points, 10 to 4. That's some short beer. Yes, yes. You're quite right, my little sharpshooter.
It's payable in cash, you know.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Funny how so many things are. Oh, yes, there's one thing I forgot to tell you, my little marmosets.
Never mind the flattery, bud.
McGee, marmosets are monkeys.
That's flattery from an ape. What was you saying, bud?
I was about to say, my friends, that I worked 1 month as a butler. You know, carrying out the empty bottles. Yes.
Oh, no.
Also had to polish the silver.
I suppose you left because they were out of polish.
No, they were out of silver, yes. When I left, they not only didn't want to pay my salary, but they took $50 of my own.
What's that got to do with us, bud?
Well, figure it out, my little Einstein. No salary, no 15% commission to you. I'm out $50. 15% of $15 is $7.50 you owe me, payable in cash.
Oh, well, now, listen, bud, we ain't responsible.
Not so. In this life, my friend, we take the bitter with the sweet, the bad with the good, and the ants with the picnic. Yeah. However, I'm inclined to be big about these things, so we'll just call the whole deal off. Yes, yes.
Well, now, that's fine.
Don't speak of it, my little hummingbird. Good day to you both. A very good day. A perfect day, I might say, when we come to the end of it, if we ever do.
I should say now. Chucks, I thought sure we was going to get...
Oh, there goes the phone, Millie. Which one is it?
Both of them. You take that one and I'll take this one.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
This is the Whistful Vista Employment Agency.
No, it ain't.
It is, too.
Quiet, Molly. Hello? Hello, I says. No, it ain't too late to get some help.
What, ma'am? Talk louder, please. I can't hear so good. Oh, you want someone to mow the lawn?
How bad is it?
What difference does it make?
Hello. I says, how bad do you want the job? What kind of work do you want?
Hello, ma'am. I look through the files and see who we have to mow the lawn.
Well, all I got to say is you won't find nobody like that.
Why not?
Why not? I wasn't talking. Hello. Hello, mister. I says, you won't find anybody chumping up to pay you $5 a day for that kind of work.
Just hold the phone, please, ma'am, while I look in the files.
Hold the phone, bud. I'll see if anyone needs somebody like you. What was your call, Molly?
Some lady wants somebody to mow the lawn. What'd you get?
Can you beat that? My call was from a guy that wants to mow somebody's lawn. Hey, get back on that phone, Molly. Hello, bud. You still there?
Hello, ma'am. I think I have the information you want. What's his name?
Hold it a mic, bud.
What's his name, Molly?
What's his name?
Hello, bud. What's your name? Oscar Flutterpuss?
It's Oscar Flutterpuss.
Hello, Flutterpuss?
No.
I mean, hello, ma'am. Yes, we have a man for you. Just a minute now, and I'll see. How much does he ask for, McGee?
Hello, bud. How much you want? Huh? $5 a day. Say, that's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous, ma'am. I mean, he wants $5 a day.
Ask her how much she'll pay.
Where do you live, ma'am?
No. Not where does she live. How much does she pay?
Oh, yes. How much did you pay to live?
No.
I mean, how much... Hello? Oh, hello. Oh, dear. She hung up.
Well, I still got my customer. Hi, bud.
Hi.
What say? Oh, yeah? Not a chance. Goodbye. Smart guy.
What'd he say, McGee?
Says make it $6 a day. The grass is longer than when he first called up. Oh, how do you do, sis? What can we do for you?
Oh, is this the Wistful Vista Employment Agency?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
You betcha, sis. At your service.
What was it, please, ma'am?
I am urgently in need.
Oh, that's tough. Here's a dime. Go out and get yourself a plate of beans.
I beg your pardon. I was about to say I am in urgent need of some domestic workers in my home on Long Island.
Oh, is it a large place?
Oh, no. Only 28 rooms.
How wide is the island, sis?
Quiet, McGee. What kind of domestic help did you want, madam?
I need at least two, a combination footman and gardener for one, and a housekeeper for the other. The salary will be excellent, all meals in, 2 days a week off, with the use of a car.
Well, now that's a real fine position for somebody. We'll look in the files.
Oh, thank you.
Here, Molly, give me them files a minute.
McGee! Why did you throw those files out the window? Now who'll take the job?
We will. Come on, Molly. Let's go.
Don't fail to get your free can of Johnson's Auto Wax in the 50th anniversary packet. And don't forget that good housekeepers will be saving themselves many hours of work this summer by keeping their linoleum and wood floors bright and sparkling with another Johnson product, Blow Coat, the no-rubbing floor polish. There's absolutely no rubbing or polishing necessary with Blow Coat. It shines as it dries, leaving floors beautiful and easy to care for. Buy Glow Coat, spelled G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T, in the attractive yellow can.
To the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, McGee?
Nope, I guess not.
Oh, I guess it's all cut and dried anyway.
I don't know. I shouldn't be too sure. Remember the old saying?
What old saying?
Where ignorance is bliss, it's folly to be wise.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, Al.
Week and thereafter, this program will change its schedule. The hour is the same, but several new stations are added and several old ones changed. To be sure of hearing Fibber McGee and Molly next week, look for the listing in your local newspaper or radio guide. Harlow Wilcox speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.